Bless y'all. Thank everybody for coming. We're going to come together tonight and in one spirit and in one voice and Amen. Praise God and hear His word. Amen. Let us proclaim to all of Charlestown this night Christ and Him crucified. Amen.
Amen.
So let us praise God. Before we begin our worship, let us bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today in praise and thanksgiving. We praise you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. Lord God, we pray that you reveal unto us your will and place a desire in our heart to pursue it. Lord, we pray you use each and every one of us as your instrument this day, this moment, right now, till our very last. Lord, use this revival to win new souls for you and place a new fire and zeal in the hearts of believers.
Amen.
We praise you now. We praise you always. For you alone are holy and righteous, and you alone are God. You alone are worthy of it all. We pray all this in the blessed name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And all God's people say it.
Amen.
Sorry, I didn't realize where we were going with that.
My fault.
We were going ahead and setting the atmosphere.
Amen.
We need to get a permanent marker.
Lord, I thank you for moving this place tonight. Is there a way we can bring this monitor up?
I don't know what Josh has going on.
Father, I thank you that you're moving in this house tonight. God, I thank you that you're moving. Lord, we declare today over the city of Charlestown,
Amen.
God, that your spirit's falling. Father, I thank you that your fire is falling.
Amen.
God, I thank you that you're moving on the hearts and minds of people. God, that even now as we worship, God, that the atmosphere in this place shakes and it begins to change. God, it's your anointing that breaks the yoke. God, I thank you that it's your anointing that breaks the yoke. God, every bondage and every stronghold, everything that's held people captive, Father, we declare today that they're free. God, I thank you that you're moving. God, regardless of what goes on tonight, Father, I thank you. Even people in their homes today are going to notice a difference in the atmosphere.
Amen.
That there's a shift. Father, I thank you for your work, not just in Charlestown, but in the entire region. God, in Clark and Floyd counties, God, in Harrison and Crawford, God, I thank you that you are moving. God, it's your will that you would touch your people. You said the kingdom of heaven was at hand, and we thank you today, Lord, that we can just reach out and take it. So, Lord, today we choose to focus our eyes and our hearts on you. God, I thank you that we can reach out. And, Lord, the kingdom of heaven is here on earth, even right now as we begin to worship. Father, I thank you for your presence. God, I thank you for it, because it's your presence that sets us apart. God, it's not a club. It's not something that we're just doing because it's cute and fun. But Lord, we honor you, not just with the fruit of our lips. But Lord, today we thank you that we can offer up a praise and know your presence. In Jesus' name.
See you.
Beautiful, beautiful worship service. You know, I am reminded from an interview that I had seen of Jim Caviezel when he had portrayed Christ in the Passion of the Christ. And he said that as they were filming the crucifixion scene, he said to Christ, "I want them to see you, not me." This was just such an amazing worship service. Thank you, Brother Martin, so much for participating and helping us to worship and praise God. It was in this moment we're hearing this beautiful worship music. We're in one spirit and one mind and one accord where the self melts away, and it's Jesus. It is Jesus. Amen. It is now that we have a message to be delivered by Brother Josh. I know that it is to be a powerful sermon. So let us give a round of applause for Brother Josh.
I just want to thank God first, just giving him glory, giving him honor for all that he does for other lives. And I want to thank God that the title is, I just want to, you know, reiterate on what I want to talk about for a minute. The title is for forgiveness and unforgiveness, and forgiving and having unforgiveness. And what do we do with unforgiveness, and what do we do with, you know, when we do have unforgiveness? We tear with both of them for forgiveness and unforgiveness. So I know that God is greater than any of it. God is greater than that. I know that God gives us the forgiveness to be able to be where we're at today for His mercy, His grace. And one of the things I wanted to mention, I was saved under His blood, His Christ. And I was at, I remember Brother Gary going to be here on Wednesday, I believe it is. And I was under his ministry at the time when God came to me, and I was 5 years old. It was called Cod United Outreach, Christian Outreach Church. That was the ministry that he was under at the time. But I know that God is greater than that. And after he did that, what he did, I know it was real. I've had one time when I was in my life that I did say that God is not real no more. And as soon as I said that, the next weekend, God wiped it off of me. The spirit of Ichabod was trying to be on me, which is when you lose your joy from the Lord. And God had to take that from me. And I had to ask for forgiveness. And that's just where this comes from, when God said, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking. This is in Ephesians 4, 31 and 32. And he says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And after that, the 32nd verse says, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God could, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. I had learned from my own experiences, had to forgive. I had to forgive my wife. I have been bitter of her before in my marriage. And I just I know that God is going to move tonight. I just ask Him to move right now in Jesus' name. I declare that anyone with unforgiveness and has unforgiveness, just, you know, come to the altar. Know who Jesus is. Know who you want Him to be in your life. Unforgiveness is a yoke in our lives that we have to come against. And if we don't come against it, we stand against and let the enemy stand against us, and we cannot do what God wants to do in our lives. And a lot of times, which I know the Lord gave me John in my life to be almost like a spitting image of me when I was hard-headed a lot of times. And John was in our lives for that reason, to be able to let him learn and understand. But I had to learn how to be patient again, because I did not realize that wild as he was. You know how you had a wild horse, had to tame and guide him the right way. And this is where God had to do with John. And he had a lot of unforgiveness from his family, his mother, his father, and it showed in his life. And he didn't know how to tame himself down, but God is beginning to move in his life. God blessed him with a new job. God blessed him with a raise even. So I know that God can move in different ways in our life because of mercy and grace. But more importantly, I just want to talk for a minute. If we don't have mercy and grace in our life, how are we going to allow God to move in our lives if we don't see people, you know, doing the things that we got to do? But if we allow God to do that, God can move in a mighty way. And I'm going to go to Mark 11:25. Just remember, if we have unforgiveness, it will hinder our relationship with the Lord. And we have to come against that. Mark 11, let me get to there.
Preach it, brother. That's it, Lord.
And when we stand praying, forgive. Ye have aught against anyone, that your Father also, which in heaven, may forgive you in your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which in heaven, forgive you of your trespasses. So always remember that. If we can't forgive, how is God going to forgive us? How are we going to lay down our lives and proclaim to be Christians? And this is even in the ministry. It happens far more in the ministry and church than it does anywhere else. Is that we get in here, we hinder our own livelihood and have the ministry doing what God needs to do, and then we sit there and we come down and we get mad at each other, and we're in church. How are you going to do that? How are you going to allow God to not allow God to move in our lives? And we sit here in the ministry, and I've been hurt, I ain't going to lie, I've been there.
I was in ministry for 28 years and watched the Lord move so many ways. Been to England, been to all these other places all over the United States, and I watched God move. But you know what I did? I had to give it up because I had to let God move. And it hindered my marriage even. It hindered my walk with the Lord. It hindered my walk with my kids because I had that ministry where I was hidden and I didn't tell anyone how bad I was hurt. But if we put too much legalism in church, we have to allow God to move. And if we don't allow God to move, God cannot do the things that we need to be doing. So I want to reiterate it. Just let God move in your life. Trying to talk a little more here. I'm not too much of a talker tonight, but waiting for Mr. Mark and Martin there to get done eating so he can come over here and play for me for a minute. But I just trying to follow the love of the Lord. And as stubborn as I've been in my life, I had to learn the hard way. I had to fall down, get back up, fall down, get back up many times. And not bragging on me, but God gave me a new job recently for the glory of the kingdom to give back to the kingdom and let God move. But I just wanted to let you all know out there, even at Facebook or wherever you all may be at, do not give up on the Lord, because the Lord does not give up on you. Amen. You allow God to move, and God will move in a direction that you want him to move. Amen. You got to allow that. And if you don't, how are you supposed to grow? That's how you grow. Amen. Through the storms and through the valleys, through the tribulations, it's how we grow. And allowing the Lord, breaking yokes off of our lives. And has my daughters have seen it plenty of times. And said, "Dad, what are you going to do with your life? What are you going to do with this?" I had to break down and break that yoke of my life of being prideful, because that's where it starts at. People don't realize we allow pride to enter in and not let God to move the way he needs to move. Now, I know that you're here tonight, and I want to see God move in a way in the Lord. But I do see that God moving even as I'm talking right now. I see it in the spirit. I've asked the Lord to come in and to bless us and in a way that we cannot understand. If we do not forgive, if we have unforgiveness, remember this, we'll have bitterness. And if bitterness comes in, what does it cause? There's many things. It causes cancer. It causes diseases in our life. It causes yokes to be in our life that allow us not to see what God wants to do. And if we have hidden sin, what does hidden sin do? Causes us to block what our ministry is to go forward. And I've done it so many times. I've done it so many times. And I just want to thank God that I'm here tonight, and I want to thank God that he's moving. I'm going to turn it over to Martin again, but I just wanted to let you know and reiterate that if you don't know Jesus, let God move. And I just want to, and I'm not dismissing service. I want God to move right now. I want us to move in the spirit again. Let us worship. But I just wanted to give a word that if you give up, you can't get where God wants you to be. Just remember that. If you give up, you can't get where God wants you to be. Here you go, Pastor Chris.
God bless you, brother. Thank you. We're going to go on with some song here. If there's anybody here that is...